Franz Ferdinand, Know You Girls on Snow FM. It is 20 minutes past nine, going old school. Simo and Jordan taking you back to school.
And Simo, want to talk about London.
Okay, London.
Yes.
Oh, yes, where the Big Ben and the Palace. Palace?
Yeah, that's in London.
What else?
Also famous in London, people who don't sound like that.
London Bridge. You sound like you're from London.
Anyway, before we get into English accents.
Sorry, yep, continue.
The reason I want to bring up London is because London, like a lot of the towns, a lot of cities in the world right now, are in lockdown. People in self-isolation, which means they're not out and about doing their kind of day-to-day activities.
Yep.
This has had a bit of a side effect, though, which people didn't really anticipate happening, which is without people roaming around the cities, animals that kind of live outside of London in the country are starting to make their way in.
Now, I haven't seen whatever this is that you've read, but I do know, did you see that there was a claim that there were dolphins coming back into Venice? Because you know how Venice is all
waterways. Like the canals.
Yeah, the canals.
Yeah.
Apparently, dolphins were like finding their way back into Venice, but it was a hoax.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, like not legit. It's like someone's taken advantage of the good feeling moments. But so what's rocking up in...
Well, this one, at least I hope it's not a hoax. They're a couple of days late for April Fool's. If it is.
Yeah.
But what? No, so Simo, herds of deer are moving in from like the outskirts, like out the country of London.
All right, plausible.
And kind of moving into, I mean, they're not where Big Ben is, obviously, but they're kind of in the neighbouring suburbs. Lots of people who are in their house, kind of taking to social media, taking photos out the front of their house of just herds of deer just sitting on more or less their front lawn.
Wow. Well, I guess that makes sense. The British nation, as it were, like fox hunting and deer hunting and all of that. It's jolly good time.
I think you've done about 15 different English accents in this talk break alone.
Hey, there's a lot of different boroughs and different little parts of England that have different accents.
I know. It is amazing. I know we should be talking about other stuff, but in a country on the other side of the world. But it's just side note. It is amazing how such a small country can have so many different accents.
Yeah, deer, though, as well. Because we have deer here, right?
Yeah.
Because you've probably seen them. No, locally.
Do we?
Yeah.
Have I seen a deer locally?
Yeah, have you?
No. Oh, sorry. I thought you were saying you have seen one, as in you're telling me that I have seen one. I'm like, have I? I mean, I might have seen a picture. I saw a picture of one this morning when I Googled this story, but I don't think I've seen one locally. Have
really?
You?
Yeah, have you? No, definitely.
I've seen a couple of kangaroos. I don't think I've seen deer.
They're around the place, on the Barry Way out towards Cooma.
I mean, maybe I did see a deer, but it was just in a kangaroo costume. But Simo, if you looked out the front of your house and you saw some deers just casually sitting on your front lawn...
Has happened.
What would be the first thing that kind of comes to your mind?
Santa. It's very easy to associate deer with reindeer, although apparently they are slightly different.
I tell you what the first thing that would come to my mind would be. I would just look out, open the curtains, see some deer out on my front lawn and just go, oh dear. It was a terrible joke.
Righto.
I had to do it. The whole reason we did this story was so I could make that joke. I'm sorry for wasting 3 minutes of your time. I was there
to win. Simo and Jordan.
Sugar Babes there. Mutia was one of those. Red Dress on Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan waking you up this morning. 22 minutes on the way to 10 o'clock.
And Simo, I want to get a bit scientific for your Monday.
Oh, yes.
Hang on, sorry, give me a second. I'll just put my lab coat on.
Okay, yep. Not looking nice. Good.
Thank you. I want to do a bit of a science experiment because I was talking to one of my friends over the weekend who told me about this myth.
Yes, it's a common myth. I'm aware of this one.
And I want to work out whether it's true or not. Apparently, everyone in the world,
yes,
if you have a look at the back of your wrist, doesn't matter if it's left or right, apparently everyone in the world has a freckle on the back of their wrist.
Yes, I've heard this myth.
Apparently as well, women have one in their boob, but I'm not going to check that for obvious reasons.
Oh, well.
We'll go with the wrist one.
Whereabouts?
What, on the wrist?
No comment.
You head over to Snow FM Instagram story, by the way. Let us know whether you have this or not. I'd love to know. Simo, you're just checking out your wrists now.
Yeah, so is there a specific location?
Just sort of on the back of your wrist. Imagine if you're wearing a watch on your wrist, just where the face of the watch would be.
I reckon I'm clean, man.
Do you reckon I'm clean?
Oh, wait, there? What do you reckon?
But that's slightly off to the side.
Yeah, like that there? That's probably supposed to be there?
I mean, so apparently this is a thing. There's a wrist freckle challenge which has gone over sort of around social media.
Yeah, people ain't got much going on.
And like people, look, it's a quiet time. And like people have been taking photos of their wrists and uploading them to social media.
No,
and like some of the pictures, yes, okay, they do have a freckle on their wrist where, you know, a watch would be if you were wearing one. Some are taking the term wrist very loosely, shall we say.
Okay.
Like, I saw someone going, yes, I've got it. And then you look at the picture, I'm like, mate, that's your elbow.
Yeah, right.
Seriously, that is not your wrist.
Yeah, because that's just a game of percentages then, isn't it?
Mm.
The more skin coverage you check, the more likely you're going to get one, right?
Well, Simo, do you reckon you have this or not?
I'm clean, man. I'm all clean.
I was looking. I think I am as well. Yeah. I don't think I have, which, to be honest, in this room, the myth not sounding great.
Keeping it clean. But what do you reckon? Would it have served a function? Like, biologically? Because didn't we used to have a tail that was a thing?
Really? No, I didn't know this.
Yeah, and then it, like, receded.
What? Well, we kept tripping over it.
Yeah, it just got in the way.
And, like, God's like, yeah, you know that tail? Let's just scratch that. Don't need that anymore.
Yeah, it happened when Achy Breaky Heart came out. It's like, couldn't go sideways without tripping over.
Well, when Achy Breaky Heart ran down, the tail from the traditional tail just above your butt went up to the back of Billy Ray Cyrus's head.
Bit of Cyrus content for you this morning.
Always love a bit of Cyrus content. But no, hang on, so what? So just a
server function. Yeah, server purpose.
What kind of a function could it do?
I don't know.
Oh, I get iced water out of it. No, that's not how it works. No.
Maybe camouflage.
Oh, if I want to camouflage this tiny part of my wrist.
Yeah.
But not the rest of my body. I'll be fine.
Simo and Jordan.
Kissing girls and liking it. Katy Perry there on Snow FM. Simo and Jordan hanging out. 7 minutes on the way to 10, and you'll be taking over the workday under your control.
Yes, Simo, that is happening after 10. But before that, you've been had to take a little bit of time off.
I've been self-isolating.
Yes, in your house. You haven't actually left your house for a week and a half?
No, I've cracked a window a couple of times. I looked out.
Thankfully. Otherwise, might need one of those masks just to enter your room.
I looked out of a window a couple of times as well, just to see what was out there.
But what did you get up to? What did you spend your time doing? Did you write a book or something like that?
Oh, yeah, a little bit of that. But
Simo, the novel. Simo, the screenplay.
I cracked a window today. But
Morgan Evans. No, Morgan Evans?
Morgan Freeman.
Sorry, Morgan Evans is a singer.
But what I did find is that all of a sudden you have a lot of time to do the chores, like do the things that you normally should do. But
what, making the bed, vacuuming, all that sort of stuff? All
making the bed, vacuuming, washing, cleaning, ironing, all of that.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you haven't really got an excuse of why it hasn't been done.
You haven't got an excuse not to do them.
Yeah.
Are they done? Did you vacuum?
Nah,
did you wash your clothes?
Not
did you
at
iron?
All.
No. Okay.
No, I showed them.
So you didn't have an excuse not to do them and you still didn't do them.
Look, they've never done anything for me. So I didn't show them any attention.
I'm pretty sure your clothes have done something for you. Kept you warm in winter, for example.
You do it. You do provide a good point.
Thank you.
No, so I did experience the ironing and I did bits and pieces, right? But apparently, I've heard that people iron. I got to the point where I had pillowcases cleaned, right? Mm. So I did the sheets and what have you.
I do love when you kind of get into bed after you've just cleaned all your sheets and you've got that fresh feeling and they smell of lavender.
But do you think, is it odd? I mean, there's no way. There's no way that anyone out there is ironing, like, a quilt. Like, a quilt cover.
No.
Right? Too much.
Is this just, you had so much time on your hands, you're just walking around the house looking for things to iron.
What to do?
I wonder if I could make toast with this iron. I'm just going to iron some bread.
Now, there's an idea.
I know. Genius. Might give it a go, actually.
Too much moisture. Because of the steam.
Maybe once you've, okay, yes.
Yeah,
but maybe you won't need butter afterwards.
Would that
not work?
Moisture in the bread, bit of an issue. Because when you heat up bread, that heats up the molecules, which means the bread's actually becoming slightly moist. So
you really have had a week and a half off, haven't you?
But
I can tell. There are small clues just dotted in your conversation that I can tell.
But yes, so I got to the point where it's like, do you iron pillowcases or not? I assume not.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Nah.
To be honest, I didn't really. Normally you have like proper shirts like with buttons down the front. I don't really have to wear any of them very often.
I tell you one.
So I never really have to iron anything.
I tell you one thing I did discover, right? After showering, right? Oh, no, sorry, before showering, right? Here's what you do.
Just dry yourself with the steam of an iron.
No, whatever clothes that you're going to put on, you chuck them in the dryer, run the dryer for the same amount of time that you're in the shower, right? Hop out of the shower, dry oneself, and then boom, straight away, you're in searing hot clothing straight after.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't a wasted week for you, was it?
More life hacks with Simo. Now to get dirty. Oh, I just cleaned everything up. Christina Aguilera right now. Things about to there's mud and crap everywhere. Here she goes, dirty on Snow FM Breakfast. Clean my act up.